It's time for another B moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so today I am thinking about the benefits of having my own personal sanctuary, if you will. Years ago, I was wrestling with the situation, and it started on a Friday. I was not going to find out how it was going to be resolved until sometime on Monday. And of course, church wasn't until Sunday. And I would regularly pray, you know, at my bed, but just in the morning and in the evenings before I went to bed. It felt like I needed something more, something where I could be a little more intimate with God. When I had this revelation, I just happened to be in the bathroom. I looked over at my tub. I do have one of those little sunken or jacuzzi tubs. And I said, this is perfect. I can just sort of drape my torso, if you will, over this tub and just release everything that I'm feeling in this moment. Well, the tub became it for me. In fact, years later, you know, if I'm going through something, I will say to my girlfriends, girl, I'm taking it to the tub. And they know exactly what I mean. When I look to the scriptures, I look no further than Daniel, because he is a person who prayed regularly and he had the same place for his prayers. In fact, Daniel 6:10 says, Daniel knelt down as usual in his upstairs room with its windows open toward Jerusalem. So, and Daniel even prayed like this when his life was being threatened. The scripture today is Isaiah 30:15. Only in returning to me and resting in me will you be saved, for in quietness and confidence is your strength. So I have found that I get great benefit from my own personal sanctuary because it does move me closer towards my salvation, and I gain confidence and strength from this place. So today, if you don't have your personal sanctuary, I suggest you find one. You will be amazed at what's born from there. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.